You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Safe, responsible AI, brought to you by the AI industry. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Leaders from seven artificial intelligence companies committed at the White House last month to voluntarily address the risks posed by AI, or try to, anyway. Just days later, a subset of those industry players, including OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, announced the formation of their own regulatory body called the Frontier Model Forum and focused on the responsible development of powerful AI tools. It's set to have plenty of bells and whistles, an advisory board, a public library of solutions to help support best practices. But concrete targets to figure out whether the oversight is working? Those are a bit more TBD. Ruman Chowdhury is the CEO and co-founder of Humane Intelligence and the Responsible AI Fellow at Harvard's Berkman Klein Center. I asked her about the pros and the cons of this kind of group.
A lot of the leaders of these companies and some people who work at these companies will say, in order to understand how best to regulate this technology, you have to have a deep hands-on experience building these models, accessing this data. However, there is a perspective that you get when your mission and goal is not to profit maximize and not to build a product that is going to meet your bottom line. So it's kind of odd to say that the best people to understand the harms of these models are the ones building the models themselves, because it's as if you're asking oil and gas companies to solve climate change. They're incentivized very differently.
So what is a better way if we don't want to cede control to the industry and have them essentially regulate themselves? What is a better way to do this?
In my opinion, any body like this needs to be independent. Companies should be engaged, but it should not be beholden to companies. Companies do need a safe space to test, experiment, share best practices, but these should not be wholly reliant on the CEOs of these companies' good graces and goodwill for this organization to exist. I believe an organization like this should be comprised of governments, civil society organizations, companies that are building these technologies, companies that are building things on top of these technologies, as well as people who are representatives of global entities and global bodies and truly a world audience.
And in a perfect world, what does a group like this focus on?
I actually think a group like this should focus on the concept of human flourishing. That's a term from Aristotle. And human flourishing is actually a very specifically defined thing. A lot of the questions around the impact of AI are about harms mitigation, making sure bad things don't happen. But there is a very big difference between making sure bad things don't happen and making sure good things do happen. So I think a global governance body should be uniquely tasked to ensure that good things happen for humanity, you know, using these AI systems. Companies are for-profit organizations. Benefiting humanity is a byproduct of them making a product people will use. That is not the same. They want to engage in harms mitigation because they want people to use their products and people don't want to use harmful products. But I have not seen a global level body that has sat with the level of knowledge and expertise in AI systems tasked with ensuring that technology is built to help us.
What you're describing sounds a lot like, or is certainly reminiscent of, the Facebook, now Meta, Oversight Board, which is a panel of about 20 some odd researchers and advocates who advise the company on content moderation. First off, what is your assessment of that body a couple of years in?
So I wrote an article for Wired a couple months back advocating for a global governance body. And there are two examples I used. One is the International Atomic Energy Association, IAEA, and the other one I used was actually the Oversight Board. And there are a couple of things that I find interesting and intriguing that should be part of what is considered in creating a global governance body. So one is, as you've mentioned, these are independent individuals who are actually paid out via a trust. So Facebook does not, or Meta does not, control the money. It is actually paid to a trust, and the trust determines the allocation, who's on the board. The second thing that's really important about the oversight board is that the decisions they make are enforceable, which is very important here. We don't need yet another global advisory body. We have enough advice out there. And the third is that these people are actually compensated quite well. And this is, you know, they are paid as if this is a job. I think this last point is actually critically important. So much of civil society and so much of these groups rely on volunteer work, or the assumption that people of a particular level of expertise will simply donate their time, when actually this should be, for some people, a full-time endeavor, or at least a significant part of their time. And adding in this level of compensation, for one, levels the playing field and enables people, let's say from the global south, or people who have other types of full-time jobs that are more strenuous, to be able to participate in this. And number two, it actually, you know, imparts the responsibility of the task at hand. Those are a couple of things that I actually like about the Facebook Oversight Board. Of course, there are plenty of critiques people have. Some people have said they're overly narrow in scope, but I do see them as a really interesting paradigm. So we have done this before. We have tried to do this. Like, let's use that as a stepping stone rather than starting all over from scratch and saying the companies can self-regulate.
Right, because the tech industry doesn't exactly have the best record when it comes to overseeing itself. Fair to say?
That is a very fair assessment. I think for folks who are unfamiliar with how tech governance works, especially if they work in an industry like banking or healthcare, they're often shocked to learn what companies are allowed to do and build, and how they're able to handle data, create products, and influence our lives in the way that no other industry has really been able to before.
And finally, you know, back to the Frontier Model Forum, is this kind of group at the very least a step in the right direction, or should we kind of just turn our backs on this model?
I suppose any attempt at creating a collaborative organization is a step in the right direction. What I hope is that they quickly realize that companies alone can't and shouldn't make this regulation independently, and that they very quickly open up to civil society and governments to be able to join.
That was Raman Chowdhury at Harvard's Berkman Klein Center. There's more on our website, marketplacetech.org, about the Frontier Model Forum, which, by the way, defines frontier models as, quote, large-scale machine learning models that exceed the capabilities currently present in the most advanced existing model. Membership to the forum is open to any organization that's developed and deployed a frontier model, so I guess that rules me out. If you want to learn more, also check out Chowdhury's opinion piece in Wired, which she mentioned. In addition to the Facebook/Meta Oversight Board, she brings in the history of the International Atomic Energy Agency as a template for how independent bodies without government or corporate affiliations work on problems as complex as avoiding global disasters. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.